Pass by a winter field and you will likely see the brown woody stems of last summer's goldenrod. A second look might reveal a rounded ball-like structure on some stems. This gall is the winter home of a fly larva. Last summer, a goldenrod fly deposited an egg at the base of the developing flower bud. Upon hatching, the fly larva burrowed into the stem. There, the larva secreted chemicals, causing the plant tissue to grow a fibrous ball around the larva. Here, the larva fed on the plant tissue until late fall. Then it chewed a tunnel toward the hard outer covering and entered diapause, waiting out the cold winter in a resting state. With the onset of warm spring weather, the larva becomes active and changes into an adult. The fly follows the escape tunnel, breaks through the last thin layer of the gall, and is free to mate and start the cycle over again. While it might seem that the gall is a foolproof safe house for the fly larva, it is vulnerable to attack. During the summer, a certain species of wasp seeks out a goldenrod gall and injects an egg into it. The egg hatches and the wasp larva eats the fly larva, spends the winter, and emerges the following spring as an adult wasp. During the winter months, downy woodpeckers and black-capped chickadees seek out goldenrod galls and peck a hole in them to get to the nutritious larva inside. It's hard to believe that a little brown ball on a stick has such complex connections in the natural world. This has been Nature Notes from the Montour Area Recreation Commission. We hope you will note something new and exciting on your next nature outing.